I want to start with a story regarding our health service and waiting lists in particular. 11 years ago, Donal O'Mahony and his partner, the late Derry Horan, were viciously assaulted in a random attack close to their home in Tralee. Donal lost sight in his left eye as a result of the attack. Now, Donal says he's been told it will take years to see an eye specialist in Cork University Hospital. In a while, we'll hear from CUH as to their statement with regards to how long the wait currently is. But Donal first told his story to Radio Kerry's Tracy Murphy.
Well, I was at a party on 28th of August 2012, my niece's party, and I was at her 18th birthday party that night. And we were on our way home, we got a taxi, and Derry, my partner, was always getting off at the end of the road to let the taxi driver go away and make another few bob. And we were on the way into our house when these crowd, I don't remember, I had a few drinks taken, and these crowd that lived up the road from me, they were only at a party there, and one of them fought with their girlfriend, and they took it out, myself and Derry, coming down the road. Now, I don't remember the attack at all, but if my bled inwards, I was a dead man, but the eye bled outwards, and they had knuckle dusters. As I said, we were doing nothing, and that's what left me then with one eye for the rest of my days. And I went through fierce torture for weeks. The only look I had, Derry Horan, who was with me for over 23 years, looked after me. And, you know, unfortunately, he decided to take his own life a few years ago. So Claire Harty is the only one that looks after me, and she's a great character.
She's an optician, is she?
Yeah, Claire and CHs.
This attack that happened to you and your late partner, Derry Donal, this happened in Carslee, in Tralee.
Yeah, just going in our door, we were 5 minutes and we'd be gone in the gate. We couldn't defend ourselves, and they attacked us, and I lost my eye, and I was shifted to Cork that Sunday, the following day, and I attended Mr. Anthony Cullinan. And that man couldn't be more respectable of me. I thought the man was, you know, he's great.
He's the specialist. He's the eye specialist.
And a very courteous man.
And Donal, the judge at the time when he sentenced the three young men that attacked you and Derry, they were only 16, 17 and 18 when they did it. He said that he described your injuries as near catastrophic. And 11 years on from that awful assault that you and your late partner had to endure.
Yeah.
You're still living with the impact of that.
Yeah.
You still need eye treatment, and this is why you're here today.
That's right. It's kind of a pool, and that's it. You can't get to speak to the secretary anymore. One time you could speak to your secretary, but you can't go into it now. There's an appointments pool or something like that, and that's what I was told when my friend rang up that there was a 6-year waiting list, and that was it. Like, you know, this day and age we're in. 40 years ago we were better off, do you know, because I remember we would come into St. Catherine's Hospital as a patient, you would have a letter and you'd get your bed straight away, but the health system has gone way backwards, do you know? You see,
6 years
of a waiting list after work. I've worked since I was 12 years old, blowing the Mount Brandon Hotel and Ballroom at the time, and I went into the hotel then as a porter, and I was there until I was 19. So this job came up in St. Catherine's, so I went for that and I got it.
Why at the moment do you need to see the eye specialist, Mr. Cullinan, and why is it urgent? Why is it so important that you see him as soon as you can?
I suppose when you have only one eye, you're worried all the time about it. And I say Claire Harty of CHs has been very good to me. And Claire said to me, don't you want to be going up to Cork to check in with him? You weren't up there in 3 or 4 years. And it's only natural you'd be worried when you have only one eye. Indeed, it's up to you to look after yourself nowadays. Because you are on your own. Do you know, you're on your own. You have to look after yourself. And if I lost my other eye, I mean, say I live alone. And who's going to look after you? Right? Costing the state more? It's this day and age, it's scandalous that you have to wait 6 years after working all your life to see a doctor. And that's it. We're only looking for it. Jeez, we don't ask the state. I built my own house when I was 21. I had nothing. I got off my back and dude. There's a crowd today that want everything for nothing. They don't work, they don't want to work, and they won't work. Hand out state, free this and free that and free everything. I don't know, like, do you know how the country's going to last the way things are going? Everyone is picking, do you know, a lot of people that want this for nothing and that for nothing, do you know?
11 years on from that life-changing, awful, terrible assault on yourself and your late partner, aside from being blind in one eye, it's your left eye, isn't it? What are the other physical impacts that you have? That
I was just up this morning to see my Ferreter. She's a psychiatrist, mum, Caroline House. I went to her before in her home when I was assaulted. And the thing is, like, do you know, I haven't slept for months and months. Like, you can't get up in the morning. I was always up early. I went to work at 8:15 every up for 7:30 all my life, up in the morning when I was blonde or branded. I worked all my life in shift work and all that, you know. And you're tormented enough besides begging down your knees, going round to TDs, begging them to get an appointment, you know. And they don't seem to have any power either anymore.
And not being able to sleep.
Yeah.
You would say that's post-traumatic stress, that you're still in dealing with the attack,
I give weeks above with Derry. Only for Derry I'd be gone myself. And sweat pouring out of me every night, getting out of bed in the morning, and sweat the sheets and they're ringing wet for weeks and weeks. It's an awful trauma to lose your eye, to have your sight, and be told to follow them on and that your eye's gone. Do you know, if it happened by accident is one thing, but when someone does it deliberate, do you know, it has that badness in them and venom in them to do that to you. Do you know, and still suffering.
Donal, I'm just thinking here, and I'm guilty of this myself, sometimes I'll read stories or I'll hear stories that have come up in court, horrific assaults and the damage and the life-changing impact in some cases that that the victims have to endure. Sometimes I just move on, I don't think about it.
Yeah.
But you're here outlining 11 years on from that horrific assault that you and your late partner had to endure.
Yeah.
You're still living with the consequences of that.
Yeah. And I went up to this injuries board then, only for Brendan Griffin in Castlemaine. He'd been awful ass to us, Brendan Griffin. He got me going with that injuries board.
Did you get compensation in the end?
I got 19,000 out of it by the time I had a solicitor paid. And she had that spent. Do you know, I had that spent, a lot of money spent here and there, do you know, and there I spent a lot of money and I paid to buy it, do you know, because he'd do anything for you. I had to beg three times for invalidity pension. I had to work nearly 50 years to get invalidity pension. Three times they turned me down.
And now this situation that you're faced with, Donal, that you need to see Mr. Cullinan at CUH, the eye specialist at CUH, but you've been told that there's a waiting
years,
list
of 6 years day and age in 2023.
And would you go private?
I would, but we're still waiting for him, you see. Don't make no difference.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, don't make no difference. 6 months, I think, of his list for private. But is the victim suffers more than the ones that done the job, do you know? Do you know that done the damage? You know, like the victims left with all these boys. There's nothing wrong with these gentlemen. I don't know where they are, do you know? They go away singing, do you know? They were sorry and everything like that, do you know?
Are you saying that the young men that were found guilty of the assault, one of them was found guilty of assault causing serious harm, very, very serious offence, and the three were also convicted of assault causing harm. You feel that if and I'm speaking in general terms here now, I should stress, that if someone is found guilty of a crime, in many instances, people serve their punishment, whatever that may be, but maybe able to move on. But there are instances, and you obviously feel that you're one such case, that if you've been a victim of an attack, and such an attack, that it's very hard to get over that. Especially when you've been left blind in one eye.
I'm afraid so. That's just the thing, do you know, and you're trying to get appointments in hospital. Do you know, trying to get an appointment, I said, to stay in age, like 6 years to wait to be seen. And it isn't the doctor's fault at all, it is the system. Not the doctor's fault, the doctors are snowed under.
There you go, you can hear the emotion in the voice of Donal there, speaking about what he's been left with and the impact on his life from that attack 11 years on, and still having to deal with that situation, speaking to Radio Kerry's Tracy Murphy about those injuries and about the frustration he has with a system that, you know, means he can't get seen within the time that he needs to be seen. Now, we contacted Cork University Hospital in relation to the eye specialist, and they have said CUH is not in a position to comment on individual cases, which is what they always say. They have said, though, on waiting list, the waiting list for new patients to see an ophthalmologist has reduced significantly through the hard work of the ophthalmology and outpatient teams from 6.5 years in September of last year, that's September 2022, to less than 4 years by the end of November 2023. CUH acknowledges this is still far too long and is working diligently to improve on this position, with persistent focus on seeing the patients who are waiting the longest while also seeing patients whose needs are clinically urgent. We hope to see a further substantial reduction in the waiting list in the coming months. So that's what they have said in relation to the Donal situation. And look, on one hand, they've reduced the waiting list by 2.5 years in 12 months, which is progress. However, and they admit it, 4 years is still far, far too long. If you've a view on what Donal said about that attack, the impact on his life and that waiting list, then do get in touch with us on the show this morning.